come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is kissing you and music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.
At the Ames Brothers and music, 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 and a very good morning to you. Welcome to Bigly at Night with me, RB, and we have all the usual things in all the usual places, and it's just you and me and a pile of records, so let's all settle back and relax and enjoy each other's company.
Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time I leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Every rolling stone gets to feeling alone when home, sweet home, is far away. I'm a rolling stone who's been so alone until today. Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each time I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard.
7, that's the time I leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven,
counting every mile of railroad track
that takes me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning.
Oh, why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey back home. Sentimental journey.
Beautiful stuff. That was the Merrimacks and Sentimental Journey from 1945, as indeed is our next song from Dorothy L'Amour, and it is Perfidia.
Strangers, and we were sweethearts for so long. Lovers, until you let your love go wrong. Kiss me, then give your heart to someone new. Darling, this is our last adieu. Cries out Perfidia, for I found you the love of my life in somebody else's arms. Your eyes are echoing Perfidia, forgetful of our promise of love, you're sharing another's charm. With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody. While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh, the fastidious one. Goodbye. With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody. While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh, perfidious one. Goodbye.
Very nice too. That was Dorothy L'Amour with Eddie Durant's Rumba Orchestra and Perfidia from 1945. So how's your week been since we were, well, actually 2 weeks, because I wasn't here last week. So how have you been for the last fortnight? My goodness, it has gone quick, hasn't it? I've been fine. All the usual stuff going on, you know, going to the supermarket and picking up pills and things like that. And not much else. It's been so hot here for the last couple of weeks. It's been absolutely crazy. The temperatures have regularly been up in sort of like 35, 36 degrees. And you add in the humidity to that and it just feels really horrible. It really does. And we don't get the nice summers that we used to get all those years ago. Now there's always so much humidity around that it basically means you just have to stay indoors because you just get too hot otherwise. I can remember back in England when I was a kid, I mean, the summers were absolutely glorious when it wasn't raining. And I don't remember it being as warm as it is now in the UK, and I certainly don't remember there being mosquitoes. But the last time I was in the UK, there were a few around, which surprised me a little bit. But apart from that, you know, the last couple of weeks have been fine. I did enjoy doing the pay-to-play last week, and as always with pay-to-play, I actually learnt something. A new artist to me, Ivan Rebrov, and we're going to be having some songs from him in Big Liz Big 3. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, we're a little bit late already for Bing. I've got three songs from Mr. Crosby this morning, and all I have to do to start them off is to say simply, Bing, sing.
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. I dreamed that my Bonnie was dead. Bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Oh, blow ye winds over the ocean, and blow ye winds over the sea. Oh, blow ye winds over the ocean, and bring bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with a girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd ne'er leave the girl with the strawberry curl, and the band played on. And the band played on. And the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd ne'er leave the girl with the strawberry curl, and the band played on.
Far away, where the balmy breezes blow, where they sway while they play ukuleles sweet and low. Where my heart is, I am going, and I wish you were going too. If you stray down that way, I'll be there to welcome you. And if you like, you can hike with me along the way to Waikiki, where the palm trees sway and playing in the breeze harmonize with those Hawaiian melodies. That's why I yearn to return once more. I want to stroll o'er that golden shore, where the silvery stars and the steel guitars stole a part of the heart of me along the way to Waikiki. And if you like, you can hike with me along the way to Waikiki, where the palm trees sway and playing in a breeze harmonize with those Hawaiian melodies. That's why I yearn to return once more. I want to stroll o'er that golden shore, where the silvery stars and the steel guitars they stole a part of the heart of me along the way along the way to Waikiki. Once I met a happy little bluebird, I was just as blue as I could be. In a little while, I began to smile when he sang this merry song to me. Just let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. And if your sweetie cries, just tell her that a smile will always pay. Whenever skies are gray, don't worry or fret. A smile will bring the sunshine and you never get wet. So let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. On a rainy, rainy day. And if your sweetie cries, just tell her that a smile will always pay. Whenever skies are gray, don't worry or fret. A smile will bring the sunshine and you never get wet. So let a smile be your umbrella. Be your big umbrella on a rainy, rainy day.
Well, that was rather confusing, wasn't it? I think I played four songs from Bing Crosby, although technically five. It doesn't matter, it's just you and I listening, it's fine. Started off with Whither Thou Goest, we then had My Bonnie and the Band played on, then we went Along the Way to Waikiki and Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. And that's our singing from Bing this week. We'll have some more songs from him around about the same time next week. Right now, a little bit later than planned, it's time to go over to Germany and to Holger. And very good morning to you, Holger. Hope you are well. He has sent a song this week which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. The artist, however, I can do. Here's Alice Babs.
Do 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 dong do do dong do do dong do do dong do do.
Ein Mann muss nicht immer schön sein, darauf kommt es gar nicht an.
Nein,
die Schönheit macht es nicht allein, nur das eine muss ihr sein. Ein Mann muss nicht immer brav sein, darauf kommt es gar nicht an.
Nein,
ich könnte manches ihm verzeihen, nur das eine muss er sein, ein Mann. Was er verspricht, das soll immer wahr sein, er soll mein Held in jeder Gefahr sein. Und andererseits, da soll er auch zart sein, wenn er mich liebt und dann Küsse mir gibt. Ein Mann muss nicht immer schön sein, darauf kommt es gar nicht an.
Nein,
die Schönheit macht es nicht allein, nur das eine muss er sein, ein Mann.
Ein Mann muss nicht immer schön sein, darauf kommt es gar nicht an.
Nein,
die Schönheit macht es nicht allein, nur das eine muss es sein, ein Mann.
Ein Mann, ein Mann, ein Mann, ein Mann muss nicht immer wahr.
Schiffes sein, nur das eine muss er sein, ein Mann.
Ein Mann, ein Mann, ein Mann, ein Mann. Ein Mann, ein Mann, ein Mann. Ein Mann, 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 ein Mann.
Was ihr verspricht, das soll immer wahr sein. Ihr soll mein Held in jeder Gefahr sein. Und andererseits, das soll ihr auch zart sein, wenn ihr mich liebt und dann Küsse mir gibt. Ein Mann muss nicht immer schön sein. Darauf kommt es gar nicht an.
Nein!
Die Schönheit macht es nicht allein. Nur das eine muss ihr sein. Ein Mann. Oh, ein Mann.
Doodle-doodle-dong. Oh, what a lovely ending. Can we just have that doodle-doodle-dong bit again, please?
Doodle-doodle-dong.
Lovely. Thank you, Holger. Really enjoyed that. Oh, I don't know. Let's go. Ein Mann muss nicht immer schön sein. I'm afraid that's the best I can do, and it's really not very good at all, is it? But it was Alice Babs, and we'll have another song from Holger's House Run about the same time next week. But now, Holger, please, up the stairs to Bedfordshire.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios... The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
I beheld her and was conquered at the start. And placed her on a pedestal apart.
I planned a little hideaway that we would share someday.
When I met her, I unfolded all my dreams and told her how she'd fit into my scheme.
Of what bliss is, then the blow came when she gave her name as Mrs.
I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before the big affair began? My boiling point is much too low for me to try to be a fly Lothario. I think I'll crawl right back and into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I've lost the one girl I found. The enterprise began. For
all is fair in love and war. And love's a war that makes it fairer all the more. They say forbidden fruit is sweetest to taste. Why should I let this go to waste? My conscience to the winds I've tossed. I found the one girl I'd lost.
That was the Foursome, and I guess I'll have to change my plan. Well, as you know, we wasn't here last week because we had a paid play, and I believe we had over £3,000 pledged. That's the last figure I saw. Thank you so much for that. We really do have a lot of fun playing music outside of what we usually play here on Angel Radio. And there's always a few surprises in there, you know, people requesting stuff, you think, well, none of that does surprise me that they would want to hear that. And always there's at least somebody that I get introduced to that I've never heard of, and it happened last week, and the artist that I had never heard of, and I'm sure you have, was Ivan Rebrov, and it was absolutely gorgeous. The piece that we played in the program was called Abendglocken, which was just beautiful. So I thought this week in Beagle's Big Three, I would choose three more from Mr. Rebrov, and these are these. So this is Beagle's Big Three, and I'm really looking forward to hearing this. I've not heard these. We're going to hear them for the first time together. Beagle's Big Three, Ivan Rebrov.
Посыла восемь девок, а дня куда девки туда я, и девки в лес, я за ними девки села, и я с ними разговариваем.
Вдоль да по бережку, вдоль да по крутому.
Восемь девок, а дня куда девки туда я, и девки в лес, я за ними девки села, и я с ними разговариваем. останутся гаразд сад. Три дедевни, два села, восемь девок, а дня куда, девки туда, я, ой, девки вместе, я за ними девки села, и я с ними разговариваем, то это по-речке было на показанье, ай, сизи через ен плывет. неба выкрал девицу красу. Бросил своих он товарищей, бросил на беги творец. Сам курьер в монастырь ушел. Господу Богу помолимся, древней любви возвестим, так соров, как нам рассказывал.
Absolutely beautiful, Yvonne Rybaroff. It was Godfrey in Edmonton who actually requested that gentleman in the paid play last week. So, Godfrey, I have to thank you because he is my new latest favourite singer. I just keep downloading stuff and listen to him the whole time. Big List Big Three this morning, Yvonne Rybaroff. We had Along the Volga, The Little Bell, and The Legend of the 12 Thieves. And we'll have another Big List Big Three around about the same time next week. Right now, it's time for our newish feature this week back then, when we take a look at some of the stuff that was going on this week back then. And let's start in 1403, and on July the 21st, King Henry IV of England defeated rebels to the north of the county town of Shropshire on this very day. And 142 years later, the first landing of French troops took place on the coast of the Isle of Wight during the French invasion of the Isle of Wight, or as they called it, the Ile de Wight. On June the 22nd in 1793, Alexander Mackenzie reached the Pacific Ocean, becoming the first recorded human to complete a transcontinental crossing of North America. It was a great day in 1927 when the first station of the Indian Broadcasting Company went on the air in Bombay. And in 1547, on July the 25th, King Henry II of France was crowned. And there was another crowning in 1603 when James VI of Scotland, or the First of England, and Anne of Denmark were crowned in Westminster Abbey. And this week back in 1788, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart completed his 40th symphony, this one being in G minor. And this week back in 1663, the English Parliament passed the Second Navigation Act, requiring that all goods bound for the American colonies were sent in English ships from English ports. Now, if you're listening to Radio 2, on Monday the 23rd of July 1984, 5:30 in the morning, it was Ray Moore, followed at 7:30 by
Terry Bogan.
And at 10 o'clock,
oh, I'm gonna have me some, oh, I'm telling you the quiet life,
quiet life. Sock it to him, Raymondo.
Oh, what's the recipe today?
Steve Jones was on at 12 o'clock, and at 5 past 2, it was Gloria Hunniford. Music all the way at 3:30, and at 5 past 4, it was David Hamilton. John Dunn at 5 past 6, and at 8 o'clock, it was Alan Dell. 9 o'clock, Humphrey Littleton came along, and at 10 o'clock, it was Detective the Sellout. 10:30, Star Sound, and at 11 o'clock, Brian Matthew through to 1 o'clock, and David Bellin took us through to 3, when it was Folk on 2, and Charles Nove with the early show at 4 o'clock. And at 3:56 British summertime in the morning on July the 21st, 1969, a couple of guys went out for a walk.
I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And topping the charts on July the 21st, 1960 was Jimmy Jones.
Oh, you need time.
On July the 22nd in 2009, there was a solar eclipse. This is what it was like in India.
It lasted just a little over 3 minutes, but was an event of a lifetime for many. As day broke, thousands of people flocked to this little village in Bihar to watch one of the universe's greatest shows, the longest total solar eclipse of the 21st century. Excited crowds perched themselves on rooftops and even halted an incoming train to seat themselves on railway tracks and catch this special event. The weather, however, played spoilsport, and dense clouds soon covered the skyline. But day soon turned into night, much to the joy of everyone around.
The excitement here at Dairighna is simply fantastic, and thousands of people have just watched the most spectacular celestial show of their time. But many more are also disappointed that they weren't able to watch the eclipse in its totality and are now heading back home.
Kundan Kumar was waiting to watch the eclipse since the past 2 weeks. His disappointment today was evident.
I bought these glasses to see the solar eclipse, but now what's the use? I couldn't see a thing.
In India, the eclipse was visible in many parts of the country. The holy city of Varanasi saw one of the largest gatherings of devotees bathing in the Ganges during this time.
Very nice too. Now back on July the 25th, 1963, JFK got very upset and made a phone call about some furniture.
General? Yes, sir. That Air Force has caused itself more greed with that silly...
Cuckoo.
Did you see the Post this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm looking.
See that fellow's picture by the bed?
Yes, sir.
And you see that furniture they bought from Jordan Marsh? What the hell did they let the reporters in there for? Are they crazy up there? Now you know what's going to do. Any congressman's going to get up and say, Christ, if they can throw $5,000 away on this, let's cut them another $1 billion. You just sank the Air Force budget. You're crazy up there. Are they crazy? That silly this picture next to the bed?
Sir, I'm appalled, but...
Well, I'm appalled, too.
And let's face it, I'm appalled, and I'm sure you're appalled as well.
Now, the thing of the matter is, I'm going to get that furniture. I've just told Sylvester, you can talk to him. I want to find out if we pay for that furniture, because I want it to go back to Jordan Marsh.
Not for a sucker's hat.
Good old Sylvester. Earlier on, we mentioned a solar eclipse. Well, there was also a lunar eclipse. This one, however, took place on July the 27th, 2018.
A full blood moon will rise tonight. A blood moon is essentially a total lunar eclipse, as the Earth passes between the moon and the sun, making the moon appear to be a reddish-brown color. For those who want to see the lunar phenomenon, the Virtual Telescope Project will share a live stream of the blood moon on its website. So this stuff is pretty cool. Did you guys get to see the eclipse?
Yeah. We've already mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. It's a big-time eclipse.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if it's striped through here, because it's striped through where I was.
Yeah. We got, I think we got just about three-quarters of it. Like, because I remember I was sitting out on the deck of a bar, and we looked up, and it was, you know, we had our glasses and everything.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. Where were you when it happened?
I was in central Missouri, and that was literally in the path of totality. So I think I saw like a 99% total.
Yeah, now you're just showing off. I once saw a total eclipse of the moon in Portugal many moons ago, if you'll pardon the expression, but I was so drunk that I didn't realize I had seen it until a couple of days later. Now let's go all the way back to 1951, shall we? And if you were lucky enough to have a television on Sunday the 22nd of July, you could have seen For the Children at 5 o'clock, Muffin the Mule with Annette Mills. At 5.15, again for the children, there was Children's Newsreel. And once again for the children at 5.30, there was Cuthbert the Camera with A Day at the Seaside. And finally for the children at 5:45, Edmundo Ross and his orchestra with some South American music until 6 o'clock. BBC TV closed down then until 8 o'clock when they had Weekly Review with Richard Dimbleby. And at 8:15, it was The Doctor's Dilemma with Leslie Phillips, Kathleen Bootle, John Robinson, Carol Stepanek, Eugene Lee, Kai Aston Reeves, Arthur Young, Michael Hitchman, Rachel Gurney, David Markham, and Julia Braddock. There was the news and the weather in sound only at 10:45, and that was it for Sunday evening. But perhaps midweek was better. And then again, at 8 o'clock it was Newsreel. 8:15, Steering a Ship by Radar. 8:30, What's My Line with Jerry Desmond, Ted Kavanagh, Margarita Lasky, and Gilbert Harding was in the chair. Some of the stuff that was happening this week back then.
I've been where the eagle flies, rode his wings across autumn skies, kissed the sun, touched the moon, but he left me much too soon. His ladybird, he left his ladybird.
Ladybird, come on down, I'm here waiting on the ground. Ladybird, I'll treat you good, ah, ladybird, I wish you would, you ladybird, pretty ladybird.
Lightning flashed across the sky, the night he taught me how to fly. The sun came up, and then I found too soon he let his lady down. His ladybird, I'm his ladybird.
Ladybird, come on down, I'm here waiting on the ground. Ladybird, I'll treat you good.
That voice at the end there put me off a little bit. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood and Lady Bird from 1967. And a lot going on this week back then, and we'll have another look at what's happening next week, back then, next week, which will then, of course, be this week back then, which it all works out eventually. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, I'll be here on Angel Radio, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut, here in the United States. We will have a little bit of posh coming up at the top of the hour, but to help take us there, here's Harry James and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Susan Hampshire, would you believe, from 1965, and When Love Is True. And before that, from 10 years before 65, Velvet Moon from Harry James and his orchestra. Very good morning to you. You are listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut in the United States, and you can hear us on FM in Havant and surrounding areas. And you can also hear us on various DAB multiplexes and, of course, over the internet. And for current availability of DAB and internet listening, go, I think, best to the website, which is angelradio.co.uk, and there you can get all of the latest details. Time now for a little bit of posh. This is where we sort of do something that's completely different to the rest of the program. And this week it's a piece of classical music, I think quite a famous one actually, I think you're going to know it. A guy called Beethoven wrote it, Symphony No. 2 in D major, Opus 36. And we're going to hear the second movement, which is the Larghetto. Charlie only wrote 9, but they were absolutely brilliant, and that's one of my favorite ones, his second symphony, and that was the second movement, the Larghetto. We featured there the London Symphony Orchestra with Josef Krebs conducting. And we'll have another little bit of posh at around about the same time next week, and because that was quite long, over 11 minutes, it means already it's time for Day at Night.
You ain't been blue, no, no, no. You ain't been blue till you've had that mood indigo, that feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go
dark.
Silvery moon is shining through the trees.
cast to
me, you.
Sound of kisses floating on the breeze.
Act one.
Begun.
Dialogue, where would you like to spoon?
My cue.
With you.
Underneath the silvery moon. By the light of the silvery moon. I want a spoon. To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon. Keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be coddling soon. By the silvery moon.
Act two,
scene new.
Roses blooming all around the place.
Cast three.
You, me, preacher with a solemn looking face.
Choir sings, bell rings. Preacher,
you are wed forevermore.
Every night the same encore. By the light,
not the dark, but the light
of the silvery moon.
Not the sun, but the moon.
I want a spoon.
Not croon, but spoon.
To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon,
honeymoon, honeymoon.
Keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon. By the silvery moon.
The silvery moon.
Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy. Like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy. Lovey mine. Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine.
Like to fill your cheeks so rosy.
Like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy, lovey
to fill your cheeks so rosy.
Like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy, lovey mine, lovey mine.
Cuddle up. up a little closer by the light of the silvery moon and Mood Indigo. Three songs from Doris Day that make up our day at night sequence here on Angel Radio. And my thanks to Brad in Chicago for suggesting that in the first place. And we'll have more Doris Day around about the same time next week. Probably not around about the same time next week. We will probably not have Burl Ives, but we do have him this week.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. On a summer's day in the month of May, a burly bum come hiking down a shady lane near the sugar cane. He was looking for his liking. As he strolled along, he sung a song of a land of milk and honey, where a bum can stay for many a day, and he won't need any money. Oh, 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 the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. In the big rock candy mountain, the cops have wooden legs, the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. I want to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow, in that big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Since I lost you, blue.
1957, that was Blue Doll and the great Anita Carter, and before that, Burl Ives and the Big Rock Candy Mountain. We got comedy coming up for you in just a couple of minutes' time. To take us there, Lee Lawrence and the Coronets.
See that birdie on the fence? If that bird had any sense, he would be here with me, by you, by you, by you. See that squirrel on the wall? If he had a brain at all, he would be, yes siree, by you, by you, by you. It's so great to be with you, a hugging and a kissing. Birds and bees and fishes too, don't know what they're missing. See that monkey in the zoo? What to do, he'd get free just to be by you, by you, by you. By you, by you, by you. Say by you, by you, by you. See that hippopotamus, he would really raise a fuss. He could be just like me, by you, by you, by you. It's so great to be with you, a hugging and a kissing. Birds and bees and fishes too, don't know what they're missing. See that monkey in the zoo, just to be by you, 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 by you.
Lee Lawrence and the Coronets, and By You, By You, By You from 1957. Time for comedy now. And isn't it amazing? We don't really follow times on this program at all. We thought we'd get here in about an hour and a half into the program, and we got there, well, only 25 seconds late, which I think is not bad. So, settle back, and let's have a giggle together.
Now, I'm not going to make a speech, but I have been asked to announce the winners of the competitions in the show, so here we go. First prize for baking a plaited loaf, Mrs. Trigmont. For a knitted garment, Mrs. Trigmont. She made beautiful long johns for use on a motorcycle. An arrangement of flowers of the hedgerows in an unusual container. Hers was a sawn-off detergent bottle. Mrs. Trigmont. Dear. And first prize for a homegrown ingredient wine to include veg and flora. And the recipe utilised mangel wurzels, honeysuckle and leeks. Mrs. Trigmont. And finally, a prize for an original household invention using nature's bounty. She used nettles to make toilet paper. Wonderful, Mrs. Trigmont. Well, I do know we all want to congratulate Mrs. Trigmont on a really very remarkable achievement, and we would ask Mr. Trigmont to convey to her all our congratulations and good wishes for a speedy recovery from her total collapse.
Children, pay attention, please. Everybody turn round this way, please. We've got a lovely surprise this morning. We've got a visitor. Isn't that nice? Yes, it is, Sydney. And what do we say to our visitor? we say good morning, visitor. No, Peggy, our visitor hasn't got a funny hat on. That's her hair. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Hingle, I'm afraid we are a trifle outspoken sometimes. Well, you find us having a free activity period this morning, and in our free activity periods, each little individual chooses his or her own form of occupation. Get out from under the table there, please, Sydney. Yes, some of us paint, and some of us do plaster scene work, or go to a sand table over there. We feel that each little individual has got to get to the bottom of himself and learn what he wants of life. Who is making that buzzing noise? Well, stop it, please, Neville. Hazel, dear, come away from the door and get something to do. I do love to see them all so happily occupied, each little one expressing his own personality. George, don't do that. And this is my friend Caroline, and Caroline's painting such a lovely red picture, aren't you, Caroline? I wonder what it is. Perhaps it's a lovely red orange, is it, or a sunset? Oh, it's a picture of Mummy. Oh, for a moment I thought it was an orange, but now that you tell me, I can see it's Mummy. Aren't you going to give her any nose? No? No nose. I think it's so interesting the way they see things, don't you? Sydney, stop blowing at Edgar and get something to do. Yes, I know I said you could choose what you're going to do, but you cannot choose to blow at Edgar. Well, because I don't think it's a good idea. Well, because I'm not going to discuss it with you, Sydney. Now go over there and join Susan at her sand table. Yes, there is room, Sue. There's heaps of room. Just move up. Susan, we never bite our friends. Now say you're sorry to Sydney. No, you needn't kiss him. No, you needn't hug him. Susan, put him down. Sydney, I'm afraid some of our egos are a little on the big side today, Mrs. Hingle. Hazel, dear, I don't want to have to tell you again. Please come away from that door. Why can't you? Well, you shouldn't put your finger in a keyhole and then it wouldn't get stuck in there, would it? Children, I don't think there's any need for everybody to come and look just because poor Hazel's got her finger stuck in a keyhole. Now, back to your places, everybody, right away. David, David, turn round. Right round, please, David. Use your hanky. And again. And again. And wipe. Thank you, David. Now then, Hazel, why did you put your finger in a keyhole? To see if it would go in. Well, let's see if we can get it out, shall we? Oh, it is stuck in, isn't it? No, Sydney, I don't think Hazel's finger is stuck in the keyhole forever and ever. And I don't suppose for a moment we shall have to get the fire brigade to come along and take the door down so that we can get poor Hazel's finger out. You do exaggerate, Sydney, don't you? Well, if we don't get her finger out by dinner time, she'll have to have her dinner here, won't she? And her tea. And her supper and stay the night, but we're going to get it out, aren't we, Hazel? That's right. Who is making that buzzing noise? Neville, I don't want to speak to you again. Yes, I know you're a busy bee, but I don't want to hear you buzzing. No, not even very quietly. I can still hear you, Neville. Neville, I should think so. He's such a musical child, and, you know, one doesn't like to discourage them. Sydney, please take that paintbrush out of your ear and give it back to Lavinia. Yes, you do want it, Lavinia. Yes, you do. You love painting. Yes, you do. Yes, dear, you do. You love painting. George! Don't do that. Now then, Hazel. Dear, it is stuck, isn't it? You know, Mrs. Hingle, this child's finger is really stuck in the keyhole. Well, I think the fire brigade are the best in an emergency, don't you? Yes, I have. I've got a telephone in my office. Would you? Oh, I am grateful. Thank you so much. Well, I'll just tell the children. Children, I want everybody to be very grown up and very sensible. We're going to see if we can get one of those nice firemen along to help us to get Hazel's finger out of the key. Oh, you've got it out. Oh, well done, Hazel. Mrs. Hingle, she's got it out. Oh, isn't that lovely? Sydney, you're not to go near that door. Sydney, you're not to put your finger... Sydney, I spoke too soon, Mrs. Hingle. Oh, Sydney.
Well, the nostalgia for the 40s is still with us. People are getting sentimental over the period when Peter Cook and Dudley Moore were known as Enoch and Ramsbottom. and Harold Wilson was still with Keppel and Betty. And here is an excerpt from one of those wonderful wartime films starring Dame Celia Millstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Charles, what's happened to us?
Happened? To us?
Yes, happened. You've changed.
A man must change. After all, it's been 5 years, Fiona. A man can't wear the same vest forever.
Charles, it's more than that.
Yes, my socks as well.
How easy it is for you to be flippant. Oh, Charles. Charles.
What?
A woman, Charles, needs certain things. She needs sympathy, affection, devotion, understanding, tenderness, infatuation, adulation, idolatry. That isn't much to ask, Charles.
I know.
I know. Then why can't you give it to me?
It's not easy, Fiona.
Charles, is it her? Daphne?
Yes, Fiona. I must go. She needs me.
I need you. Does that mean nothing
Daphne
to you?
Daphne needs me more, much more. But I shall think of you all the time I'm with her.
I'll wait for you, Charles. You will come back to me, won't you? Oh, Charles, when will you come back? How long will it be this time?
That depends on Daphne. Goodbye, Fiona.
Goodbye, Charles.
Come along, Daphne. Walk is. Good doggy.
Once I thought that I'd be a cowboy. Out in Texas they gives me a rouse.
And the big boss one morning without any warning sent me out to count all the cows.
There was 44,005. 44,005. We went on the prairie, it wasn't our fairy, as sure as me granny's alive.
My bronco, he started to buck on the head, and I soon did a dive. All the language I use is, I can't hit me bruises.
I'm 44,005.
Of it.
Then I thought that I'd be a sailor. After weeks on the sea, I was glum.
So I said to our cookie, who once was a bookie, here, how many miles have we come?
He said 44,005. 44,005. Then we got to Turkey, where life's pretty murky, as sure as me granny's alive.
The Sultan, he entertained me at his air, and we soon did arrive. I said, you're a bit hot, what offspring have you got?
He said, 44,005.
Another lad.
I once joined a very swell golf club, the Rabbits of Divot on Tee.
I'd a big bag of tools and a book of the rules. When I read them, 'twas easy to see.
There was 44,005. 44,005. It said the main thing was to get a good swing, while to hit a small ball you'd strive.
my partner, he stood on the tee.
Oh, yes, I did.
He was lashing the air with his driver. I said, blimey, I'm bad, but what strokes have you had?
He said, 44,005.
I thought he was digging.
To a football match once I was taken. The game was quite foreign to me.
But from what I could hear, it was perfectly clear that the twerps led the toe rags by three.
There was 44,005. 44,005. Enjoying the outing, all fighting and shouting, the ref was more dead than alive.
Then I heard a plane up above. To find it, I thought I'd contrive. I looked up to see, and the pigeon found me
at 44,005.
Hello, Uncle Charlie, and what have you got for the kiddies this afternoon?
Hello, Uncle Willie.
I'm well.
Gee, I've got some stale cake and some porridge.
No, no, what have you got in the way of entertainment?
Oh, I've got a new alphabet.
A new alphabet?
A brand new alphabet.
You mean a new alphabet?
Yeah, well, it's a really thing.
It's what?
Don't you know what surrealism is?
Oh, surrealism, oh, yes.
Yes.
Something different.
That's it.
Oh, well.
Yes, instead of A for apple and B for boy and C for cat.
You've got to change it all.
I've got it all new.
May we try it?
We'll try it over.
Off we go, then.
Off we go, then.
A?
A for horses.
No, no, A.
A for horses.
A for... Oh, I'm beginning to... Oh, I've got the idea now, yes.
A for horses.
B?
B for mutton.
B for mutton.
B for mutton.
B for mutton.
Yeah.
C?
Seaforth Islanders.
C what?
Seaforth Islanders.
Seaforth Islanders. Oh, yes, the tide's coming, of course.
Seaforth Islanders.
C, D?
D, differential.
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 That's all right.
That's clever.
E?
E for Adam.
E for Adam.
E for Adam.
And F?
Whichever you like. A?
F?
F, effervescence.
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 G.
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 G for police.
No, no, G.
Yeah, G for police.
G for police.
G for police.
G for... Oh, G.
That's clever, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
H.
Proper rascal.
Pardon? H.
H for respect.
H for respect.
H for respect. All the old people first.
Yes, that's a nice idea.
Stepping off the tram.
H,
I. I for Novello.
I for Novello.
I for Novello. Yes.
I, J.
J, J for oranges.
J for oranges?
J for oranges.
Oh, Jeff. Yes, J, J.
Nice
oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
J, K.
K for Francis.
K Francis.
K Francis.
K Francis.
Or K for undressing.
Or K for undressing.
Kind of a bath.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
J, K, L.
L, L for leather.
L for leather.
L for leather.
M.
M.
Emma.
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 What's she doing?
Not Emma, no, M.
Oh, M.
M.
Yes, M. Emphasis.
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 And N.
N for a dig.
In for a dig.
In for a dig.
Don't like that.
In for
that.
Or, well, in for bomb.
Oh, yes, all right. You know. Don't sing.
No, I won't sing.
N-O.
O. O for the garden wall.
O for the garden wall.
That's clever, you know.
O, P.
G, P, pardon?
P.
P for penny.
P for penny.
P for penny.
P, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we'll pass that. Q.
We'll pass that. Q. Q for song.
Q for song.
Or Q for billions.
Or Q for billions.
That's cool.
Q.
A little rascal, aren't I?
R.
R for Mo.
R for Mo.
R for Mo.
S.
S for you.
S for you, too.
And you.
And now don't get quarrelsome.
Right.
S. T.
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 T for two.
T for two.
T for two.
You.
Yeah, me.
Yes. No, you.
Who?
The letter U.
Oh, you.
You,
yeah.
You, yes.
You, you for films.
You for films.
You for films.
You, V.
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 Yeah. Mm. Difficult, that one.
I think it is, rather, yes. Yes. I thought I'd catch you.
V. Vive la France.
Ah, vive la France.
Oh,
thank you.
W.
W.
W for Bob.
W for Bob.
Oh, W for Bob.
X.
X, oh, yes.
X.
X for breakfast.
X for breakfast.
X for breakfast.
Excellent.
Excellent.
X for breakfast. Y.
Why?
Why
for God's sake.
Why for?
Why for God's sake.
But now the last one I think has beaten you.
No.
Z.
Z. Zephyr for breezes.
Zephyr for breezes.
That's lovely.
That's grand.
Zephyr for breezes.
That's all this afternoon, kiddies. Goodbye.
Bye, darling.
Well, there you go. That was comedy for this week. Started off with a couple there from Joyce Grenfell, Mrs. Twigmont, which I just love, and Nursery School. And then we had Charles and Fiona, Hugh Paddock and Betty Marston, of course, with Daphne from Around the Horn. And then we had 4,005, or actually 44,005 from the two Leslies. And we finished it all up with the Surrealist Alphabet from Clapham and Dwyer. And we'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week. Right now, with some candy kisses, here's George Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
You never have to study this muddy water hop. Miss Pollyanna never was glad until she grabbed an undergrad. And in Collegiana, it never was a flop on the student and every pedagogue got the pedagogue at night. Two-step, new-step, you step along with me, you'll get a new degree dancing. You're gonna burn up, turn up your heel, air your books, you'll begin to feel, you know, the new Hosanna, Collegiana reel.
Collegiana from George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band. That was recorded in London in 1928, over 100 years ago. Before that, we heard George Morgan passing around some candy kisses. And now we're going to go back to 1930 with Annette Hanshaw and her boys, because Happy Days, they're here again. My day is well and truly over, and so is the programme. I'll be back around about the same time next week. I really do appreciate your company for the last couple of hours, and if you managed all 2 hours, well done to you. Until we meet again, this is Roy Peely saying have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and I'll leave you with this. Ta-da.
not one complaining. What a gallant crew, with hobnail boots that made our poor feet sore. We walked and walked and walked, and then we walked some more. 30 thirsty throats, gosh, you ought to seen us. Wilder than the mountain goats, not a drink between us. 30 thirsty throats, not a map to guide us. All the pickles in the world seem to be inside us. With grim face smiles, we tramp 4 miles. All about is empty bottles, bars and piles and piles. 30 thirsty throats, full of dust and fury, would have sold our lovely wives for a blooming brewery. Now the gallant order of the Knights of Timbuktu won't hike no more. No, sir, no more. Bunions, lumps and bruises on their poor old feet galore. If you mention hiking, they lie upon the floor. They all still love to hike, but here's the rub. They love to take a hike right to the nearest pub. Oh, 30 thirsty throats, gosh, you ought to seen us. Each one worth $1 million and not a drink between us. 30 thirsty throats, marching on together. Each of us was praying hard for some stormy weather. We couldn't talk, could hardly walk. Would have given all we owned to smell a whiskey cork. 30 thirsty throats, feeling kinda hazy. The Four Marks brothers are okay, we're the guys that's crazy. Could have drank the cake.